Welcome to Red Meat, a collection of the tastiest tidbits from Odyssey's conservative news talk radio stations across the country, a place where we're not afraid to dig in. The meatiest story of the summer continues to be around Jeffrey Epstein, the convicted sex trafficker who may or may not have had a list of high-powered clients and may or may not have taken his own life while in jail. The latest twist has Ghislaine Maxwell, who was convicted and sentenced for her involvement in the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case, meeting with the Deputy Attorney General of the United States for several hours over 2 days. This is highly unusual and suggests there may be new information or developments in her case. The reasons for these meetings are unclear, but speculations include the possibility of a retrial, appeal, resentencing, or even a pardon commutation. However, the details of the discussions are being kept confidential. There is also a separate House subpoena for Ghislaine Maxwell to testify, scheduled for August 11th. This could provide additional information, though the hearing may be closed to the public. So, without further ado, let's dig in.
Would you consider a pardon or a commutation for Ghislaine Maxwell if cooperated?
It's something I haven't thought about. It's really
something.
It's something I'm allowed to do it, but it's something I have not thought about.
But you wouldn't rule it out, sir.
Ghislaine Maxwell being interviewed by the DOJ, and we have Fox's Eben Brown on the phone with us. Thanks for calling in. So you're reporting here on the DOJ, and give us the lowdown of why this is happening or why this might be controversial. Anything about it?
Well, I'll tell you why it's interesting. It is not interesting that a already convicted defendant would have a meeting with a prosecutor about some kind of progress or new information about the their case. That happens quite regularly, and it either pans out for them or it doesn't. What's interesting here is that Ghislaine Maxwell and her lawyer are not meeting with the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Florida or any of that person's assistant U.S. attorneys, the people who would be doing the actual prosecuting in a courtroom. She's meeting with the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the second in command of the Department of Justice. They usually don't get involved at this level, right?
Which says this is a big deal, right?
Which says this is potentially a big deal. How it's a big deal, we don't know because everyone's tight-lipped. But let's consider this a bit further, and this is speculative, but hopefully not off the deep end. If Ghislaine Maxwell had information that could have led to either her exoneration or a lesser sentence, why not divulge that back when she was on trial? Jeffrey Epstein, her supposed life mate, was already dead by that point. She wasn't protecting anything other than maybe some kind of weird legacy, but, you know, she wanted to go to prison for decades over that? I don't think so. So the question is maybe the U.S. government has something new and they're obliged to share that because an attorney would want to, a defense attorney that is, would want to see if there could be a possibility of a retrial. Or it could be something that could mean a successful appeal at the circuit court level, or a resentencing motion, or maybe a move towards commutation and pardon. So that's where things get a bit interesting. Of course, we don't know what they talked about. We do know that they spoke for almost 6 hours yesterday.
Oh, wow. 6 hours.
That's a long meeting. And they're meeting again today. So it's not over.
So, Eben, we all know that Trump is under a lot of pressure here because everybody's yelling about the Epstein stuff. And so This looks like, okay, fine, then let's get this thing going again. But has the DOJ or anybody in authority explicitly said, this is why we're interviewing her now?
No, and I don't expect them to. The Justice Department, for any and all cases, from the Attorney General on down to the most junior assistant U.S. state attorney in a given district, has a policy of not talking to the media, letting a trial or any proceeding play out during a trial. And that's been policy for decades, if not centuries at this point. So I don't expect them to really say anything until they get into a court scenario where some of this has to be divulged to the court openly as to whether or not it could be included in some kind of retrial or some sort of hearing, you know, where this matter is re-adjudicated. So up until that point, we probably won't know what it is they're discussing. It also behooves the defense to keep their mouth shut as well, because these can get into intricate bargaining sessions where maybe a plea deal could be worked out instead of a new trial, right? So these are all the possibilities. But we don't know exactly what evidence, if it's evidence that they have, has come to light. We do know, as you mentioned, the president is getting a lot of pressure from his own base, the so-called MAGA, right? Because a lot of them have made the Epstein matter sort of a main cause for them, and understandably so. They want to see someone held responsible for the alleged trafficking of children. I think everyone who's decent would say we want to have a resolution to that, too. But I think that for many years, a lot of people had staked personal reputation on there being some kind of exhaustive list of clients or compatriots of Jeffrey Epstein who were overwhelmingly, let's just say, part of the Democratic Party elite and a Democratic Party fundraising elite. And they were hoping to expose them. That may or may not be the case. We don't know. But I think on the other side of things, Democrats who have struggled so long over a number of years, and very specifically since January 20th of this year, to find some weakness in Donald Trump, think that they may have found a chink in his armor, in that his supporters might be angry with him over the Epstein stuff. And now, only in the past couple of weeks, have you seen Democratic Party action, especially among Capitol Hill Democrats, to pressure the administration to release the Epstein files. Prior to a couple of weeks ago, they have said nothing about this, or virtually nothing. So right. There we are.
Okay. Now, I keep reading, Eben, and just because Twitter says it doesn't mean it's true, yeah. Which is why I'm asking you. But yes. I keep reading that in the trial of Ghislaine Maxwell, that the prosecution and you know the law enforcement at the time never really interviewed her like this. Is that the case? Is there a possibility, I guess what I'm asking is, that we could find out something very new from her here?
Well, okay, anything is possible, right? Remember that. Beyond that, I'm sure that at least one FBI agent had to talk to Ghislaine Maxwell at some point during her original prosecution. That had to happen. It could not have not happened, right? And if Ghislaine Maxwell has something new to talk about, again, I'll go back to my original question. Why didn't she bring it up years ago when it could have exonerated her or lessened the penalties she was going to face? Would that not have made sense? So what speculative, I think that maybe the U.S. government, the Justice Department, has found something, and they're bringing it to her attention, as they are obliged to do. And maybe she has a memory that has been stirred by something that was not considered back then, and she's very willing to answer any and all questions. In fact, her attorney yesterday spoke with reporters outside the federal court in Tallahassee and said that Ghislaine Maxwell answered every question with enthusiasm, at no point refused to answer a question, at no point sought to invoke any kind of privilege or Fifth Amendment protections. So he was quite enthused that there could be some progress for his client there.
Is there a possibility, Eben, that this could I'm asking you speculative questions, I understand, but that this could boomerang and she could come out and say, yeah, Trump was really not involved in any of the criminal activity that's put her in jail. And she spills the beans on lots of people that maybe the previous administration didn't even care to find out about.
Well, maybe. I mean, that's all, again, anything is possible, right? And I think there are a number of people who have sort of, again, staked their reputation on something like that actually happening. It's possible, but we don't know. And we're not going to know today, I'll tell you that.
When will we find out what's come of this?
When both sides are ready to take whatever it is to a judge. and begin to resolve it, to for the Justice Department to come forward with some new information, some new evidence, for the defense to make a motion saying this new evidence either exonerates Ghislaine Maxwell or it calls into question at least the sentence against her, that maybe it should be lessened. That's probably when we find that out, but that's not happening today or tomorrow.
Fox's Evan Brown on the phone with us. One of the reasons that this has been a little bit confusing to follow, unless you're, you know, really locked in, is that right now, you said, the DOJ is interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell. But I keep reading that the House is subpoenaing Ghislaine Maxwell also and others.
Yeah. She is facing a House subpoena, which I am under the impression her attorney says she will participate in. That date is August 11th, so not that far off.
Yeah,
I think it's the 11th, somewhere in the middle part of August. So that's not that far off. August is next week, and what she might say in that forum, could be interesting. As far as I know, it's going to be open, but it may be closed. That's the Congress's prerogative to do that, especially if there's any possibility that some kind of compartmentalized, classified whatever could be discussed or revealed, right? So they have that obligation. So, again, I guess we'll see what happens when we get there.
Aside from Ghislaine Maxwell, I keep reading other names involved in these House subpoenas, specifically Bill and Hillary Clinton. Are they expected to testify in this case?
I haven't heard from their camp about what they will or will not do.
They haven't talked to you.
They haven't talked to me. I seem to remember in some other proceedings over the past few years that some other people close to President Trump refused to testify when subpoenaed by Congress. And the Democratic-controlled Congress referred those individuals for prosecution for contempt of Congress. And the Department of Justice proceeded with that. Steve Bannon is a name in that case. Would the Republican-controlled Congress do the same to someone in these matters that is subpoenaed and who fails to show up? I don't know. It's up to Congress.
Is this considered, now that the DOJ is getting involved and interviewing Ghislaine Maxwell, is this them saying we're reopening this case, essentially, the Epstein files?
I don't know if they've used that terminology, but obviously they are looking into something that is new. They wouldn't send the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, the second in command of the Justice Department, out of his Washington office on a plane, I assume, down to Florida to meet with someone who they've already convicted and put away for decades. Right. Yeah. She's facing, I think it's 20 years, right, or something like that. So, again, normally if there's some new matter in a case that has been previously resolved, it's the work of the local U.S. Attorney's office to deal with it. Certainly not the second in command of the Justice Department.
Here's Scott McFarland, Justice Department correspondent for CBS News, with more on why this is happening.
What are we expecting to hear from her, and what are they hoping to hear from her?
Well, it's unclear we're going to get much of a readout of what happens behind closed doors. It was a day-long interview yesterday, and no indication it'll be a short one today either. The Deputy Attorney General, Todd Blanche, is not just any old Department of Justice official. He used to be Donald Trump's defense lawyer, and he's given the indication that he's there because Donald Trump has demanded full transparency to quell these calls for more information. But I don't know what the takeaway is going to be here, or if there necessarily is going to be one, or if some of this is just making a public appearance of transparency.
What is the game plan here?
Well, that's a good question, and I think part of this is political, part of this is legal. I mean, there's a legal issue at play because Ghislaine Maxwell is trying to get her case appealed and might be looking for a sentence reduction, might be looking for a pardon, and she now has an audience with the Deputy Attorney General. But the political issues seem to transcend everything else, Margie, because this has dogged the president for weeks now. It's causing the very rare fracture inside his own political base. He's trying to get past it and hoping that things like this will help, mute the criticism. It's just not clear that's going to happen.
What would she have to do to get a pardon? I mean, somebody would have to be thrown under the bus. And then if she did get a pardon, how could you ensure that she wouldn't say something later that could get Trump in trouble?
How you get a pardon is a lot different now than it was in 2024 and every year prior. You know, there used to be a functioning U.S. pardon attorney who would review cases, a non-political civil servant who would look for remorse, restitution payments, acceptance of responsibility, and a good chunk of the sentence already served. That's been thrown out the window in this second Trump term, where he is handing out pardons to people who have not even started serving their sentences, have not shown remorse, have not paid restitution, have not accepted responsibility. It is a much more political thing now. And to a degree, Ghislaine Maxwell could fall into that bucket of political pardons if it were to be issued. But there doesn't seem to be a formula or a system functioning anymore. That's not me speaking. That's the fired former pardon attorney Liz Oyer, who lost her job in March, saying that.
I mean, trafficking in young girls doesn't seem like you should get a pardon for that. But much has been made over the files connected to Jeffrey Epstein. Is there anything in these meetings that Maxwell's having with the DOJ that could make them public?
It's not clear what more she has to offer that isn't known already. I mean, she went through a criminal case, and her attorneys argued that there were things she wants to say and couldn't say before she was convicted. But if there were big pieces of information Maxwell's had for all this time, things that could illuminate what's in the Epstein files or people who are culpable of this horrible crime who aren't known already, it seems unclear to me why the Department of Justice or any administration would wait till now, until a controversy sparks, to actually sit down with her. Until there's some type of readout or details in the revelations of these meetings, there's no aspiration among the conspiracy theorists that these meetings are going to produce much fruit.
Yeah. Politically, is the Jeffrey Epstein issue going away for Trump, or is this going to dog him straight into the midterms?
That really is an unanswered question, and I don't think we've gotten any clarity on that this week, despite this provocative call to release grand jury transcripts, which the courts are not going to do, and which may not have much meat in them anyhow. And these meetings with Ghislaine Maxwell, they don't seem to have moved the meter with those Trump supporters who think that the government's not being as forthcoming as it could be. But let's see if time mutes the criticism as people divert their attention elsewhere.
Newell Normand at WWL Radio in New Orleans is wondering why this is all so complicated when on the face of it, it's very simple. If there's evidence, release it. If there are more charges that should be brought, bring them. Here's his take.
Release the files. Invite Ghislaine Maxwell to testify before Congress. And let's tell it all. And let's put it behind us. And if there was anybody that's in those files where they can establish probable cause to arrest those individuals for having sex with an underage female, they should be charged. Plain and simple. Now, I don't know what's in the files. I don't know that, you know, there's any of that information there. What I do know is that the previous administration, the Biden administration, had access to the files and they did nothing. And they chose not to release any of the information or anything else. There's been this resurgence here now by both Democrats and Republicans, myself included, because I'm sick and tired of hearing about the Epstein files. What did he kill himself? I don't know. I don't care. Quite frankly, he probably got what he deserved. Either way, doesn't matter to me. But the fact of the matter is the Trump administration is guilty of providing some titillating details and really getting folks' curiosity up as it relates to these files. So release them. And if they can go after individuals there, they should. The Biden administration had that opportunity. They should have. They obviously didn't. And they obviously didn't release the files. I got to imagine if there was something there that was salacious relative to Trump, one way or another, that was coming out. So I don't know that there's a high probability that there's going to be anything criminal in nature or otherwise that you're going to find in those files, because they had them and it didn't modify their behavior. I mean, their behavior in the past is well known, that they would have leaked that information at some point in time. So, but it wouldn't matter to me either way. I don't care. Let the chips fall where they may. It is what it is, and it ain't going to change. Release it. Now, unfortunately, there's all kinds of rules that have to be followed by DOJ. The grand jury in Florida rejected the request to open the grand jury proceedings in the state case against Jeffrey Epstein, where allegedly a lot of the salacious details of the activities of the on that island and in his life were revealed. And then others that say that they were privy because of their representation of certain folks during the course of that investigation say that that grand jury testimony is devoid of a lot of that. I don't know who to believe or who not to believe. But, you know, we've gone absolutely hog wild crazy over the Epstein files, and nobody really knows what's in there. It's conjecture. You know, and if they have somebody wishing him happy birthday on a list, so what? A lot of people used to be his friends, and a lot of people parted when, you know, a lot of these revelations started to be made public. It doesn't mean that every single solitary person that he ever came in contact actually had knowledge of what this guy was about. I would ask you, you're not surprised in your lifetime about things that you've come to learn about not only people in your family, but maybe some close friends, right? I think it's happened to everybody. So, I mean, you know, it is what it is. If there's something that's of any value, release it. I mean, I don't know where else to go with this. It's consuming a lot of people's time. I would be more interested in a much more detailed look into to our intelligence community and the manipulation and manufacture of information there, if that's true. I'd love to see an unredacted copy of all of that stuff to gain a better understanding of who did what, when, and why and how, in order to put in systems to make sure that these two parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, are not to be trusted any longer. Because obviously they can't handle that. And quite frankly, you know, the bastardization of the Intelligence Committee in Congress and the way that they are, it used to be that they would not say a word. Nothing. Zippo. I mean, it was kind of, you know, not accepted to even ask the questions. The response would be, you know, I can't talk about that. You don't hear that often anymore. We give nuanced responses so that we can get a click and, you know, somebody can get a headline and we're off and running. And they're all guilty of it. And the one that it harms more than anybody else is us, because we don't know what to ultimately make of it, because we don't totally understand all the players in the game up there in Washington. Even as much as I follow it and others follow it, we don't know about all the games. There are all kinds of games and misdirection and stuff going on about that. So, you know, it's just, I think we've kind of lost sight here a little bit, but release it. That's where I am. Release it. I'm done. I mean, it's just the only way that you're going to bring a closure to this and stop the conjecture, because both parties are fueling it, is to release the files. And maybe there's an important lesson to be learned here by these folks up in D.C., and especially Pam Bondi, in the manner in which she responded to some of these questions. She didn't have to say anything. She could have just simply said, the file's on my desk. I hadn't reviewed it yet. I don't know what's in there. We were committed to look through the files to see whether or not there's anything there, and we're going through the process. And I'm not at liberty to talk about it any more than that at this juncture. But no, that's not how we responded in a way that really piqued everybody's curiosity that they're potentially smoking gun in these files.
Tara Servashus at WORD Radio has a different take. Her belief is that Ghislaine Maxwell may try to implicate Trump in exchange for a pardon. Tara lays it out next.
And the big story on the left right now is Trump admitting that the late disgraced financier and pedophile, the now dead Jeffrey Epstein, poached workers from his Mar-a-Lago resort, among them the most famous Epstein victim of all, Virginia Guffrey, who did not kill herself earlier this year, but also did kill herself earlier this year. Yeah, the official finding is she killed herself. Her dad says, heck no, she did not. After she was nearly killed by a car, claims online she was given 2 days to live that because she was so extensively hurt, survived it, fought hard, but then changed her mind and killed herself or did not kill herself, depending on your perspective. Awfully convenient she's dead now, though. Anyway, because she worked both sides of it. She wasn't just a victim. She was a pimp, too. Should have been very helpful to have around right now. Anyway, the big breaking story on the left is Donald Trump has admitted that Guffrey worked at Mar-a-Lago. He and Epstein essentially shared an employee. She was poached from Mar-a-Lago, and that's why they had the falling out. This is being described as a flip-flop. Breaking news! Breaking news! Trump employed Virginia Guffrey! We got him now! See, because this is the same deal they were doing last week. This isn't breaking news. They got, you know where they got this? From their archives. From their archive. The testimony in the Ghislaine Maxwell trial in 2020, is where this actually comes from. Guffrey, on the stand, should not see it, accused Ghislaine Maxwell of approaching her when she was working as a locker room attendant at Trump's Mar-a-Lago in 2000 and later recruiting her for Epstein. That's per court documents that were unsealed in 2019. This is not breaking news. This is not Trump flip-flopping. This is not Trump, oh, we got him, now he says he knew, or now he is, yeah. No. They have it. So they are using Epstein to distract. But there's no there there. And they're so desperate to do it, they're going back in their own archives, finding stuff like this 2019 testimony where Epstein stole, poached, whatever, Ghislaine Maxwell recruited, say it however you want, Virginia Guffrey from Mar-a-Lago. And there was a falling out. Folks, I've been telling this story on the air for, gosh, I don't know, 4 years now? It's the story I keep telling you. Trump realized these two were recruiting underage girls from Mar-a-Lago, daughters of people he knew, and he got rid of his friendship with Epstein. How many times have I told you that story? This is that story. They've just dressed it up a little. Oh, we're going to get him now. We got him now. So if you're on the left, you think that this is a major admission from Trump and you have no idea. It's basically four, almost 5 years old. It's the same play as last week when they came out with, oh, look at all these connections we've discovered between Trump and Epstein. Oh, looky here. Look at the letter we found. And most of the stuff they're citing came out of the Maxwell trial. It's old. It's not new. It's boring. Everybody knows about it. If they had anything, they'd have used it. Because that's how they roll. That's the way they play.
And by the way, I never went to the island. And Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people. Nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island, and I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
So he mentions Clinton, Democrat, Larry Summers, well-known Democrat. Now, listen what CNN runs with, how they cut out any references to Democrats going anywhere around Epstein.
President Trump says he never visited Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Listen.
I never had the privilege of going to his island, and I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island.
So yeah, they cut out Summers, they cut out Clinton, they cut out the CEOs, they're all Democrats. Yeah, this is a game. With that in mind, I want to tell you what's coming. Feel very confident about this. It's going to cause a massive swirl. The media knows it's coming. They're building up to it. Painting a picture of Trump is guilty somehow, some way in this Epstein thing. And here's how it's going to go down.
Interestingly enough, Elon Musk tweeted this. Now, like him, don't like him, whatever. He's been right on the money with Epstein becoming a problem for Trump. He's nailed it like he knew something. So here's what's going to happen. Right now, Ghislaine Maxwell, the pimp for Jeffrey Epstein, human abomination that she is, she got a problem. She's 63, and she's facing the prospect of dying in prison at this point. Her last great hope, but well, folks, honestly, 6 weeks ago, she didn't have a hope of getting out of prison. She had one appeal left, but it's to the Supreme Court. She's lost at pretty much every other level of the court. She's done. But then she got lucky because Democrat. And now she's got this one last great hope of not dying in prison, getting out. It's Donald Trump, because he needs her right. Her natural instincts throwing her Trump under the bus. And people will be contacting her, I'm sure, in prison to encourage her to do that. And all she's got to do to honestly wreck the rest of Trump's presidency is say, oh, yeah, he slept with a bunch of 14-year-old girls. Yeah, I mean, I don't have any video. You have any proof? No. But he did. That's all it'll take. And she's willing to do it, too. Trust me. I mean, this is a woman who was indicted 2 times by the Department of Justice under, ironically, Trump for lying. They dropped those 2 charges and got her on the other 2. She's an inveterate liar. Not surprising for a person who traffics children sexually. So she think nothing of walking into Congress and destroying Trump. They'd love for her to. In fact, I'm sure back channels, they're trying to get her to do it. Just, you know, hey, yeah, he was one of our clients. He slept with so-and-so. He was on the island 15 times. She wouldn't even have to prove it. It wouldn't matter. You know how it goes. So you think this won't stick? They'll just say it till it does. And Trump hasn't helped himself by acting guilty in a lot of ways that really didn't make a lot of sense and were not too smart. So here's where we are. Ghislaine Maxwell knows the only way out of prison, she's not wrong about this, is to get a pardon from Trump in exchange for her exonerating him before Congress. That's the deal. Trump cannot change this. Trump is not guilty. If he was, or if they had anything they could use or prove, they'd have done it long ago. So what they need is for Ghislaine Maxwell to go before Congress and make something up. It would tank Trump's numbers to the point that Republicans would begin to ignore him and do their own thing. Right now, he's so popular, they can't. He's got a grip on him. That's what's at stake right here. So they could effectively end the Trump presidency even if they can't put him in prison. But Ghislaine Maxwell doesn't want to die in prison. So she wants the pardon. She's going to get it. Either that or some kind of deal that gets her out of prison in exchange for her testimony or something. And the media is going to go wild when Trump has to do it, but Trump has to do it. And this is where Elon Musk is right, and he's warning about it. Here's what he tweets. Here's how it's about to go down. This is a Chiron. Here's how it's about to go down. Ghislaine names a bunch of Democrats, maybe tosses in a few billionaires. She says Trump did nothing wrong. MAGA, his supporters, praises her for taking down the pedophiles, and Trump pardons her for telling the truth. It's about to go down. That's why Trump's personal attorney, who is also now the number 2 at the Department of Justice, was the one to go in and interview her under oath. He came out saying, look, if she lies to me, we'll prosecute her. Why? You get her under oath. You get what her statement is so that you know what she's going to say when she goes into Congress. He withholds the pardon until she's done, then he pardons her. It's going to be ugly. There's no way around. She has all the cards. What people aren't paying attention to right now, they should be paying attention to, there is a second desperate battle going on right now. And it's being fought in the courts of Florida and New York to get the sealed testimony of the 40-plus victims that James Comey's little girl, who unfortunately was a federal prosecutor, got sealed on behalf of the government to protect the Johns. So Pam Bondi is fighting to get that. Why doesn't she just release what she has? Because according to Trump, that has been compromised with fake references to Trump by Comey and Brennan and Obama, which would not surprise me. So what are they trying to get? The real unblemished testimony that has been inaccessible to Comey and Brennan and Obama out of the courts so they can use that to show Trump's nowhere in there. Now, what they're not telling you, yes, Virginia Guffrey worked at Mar-a-Lago. They're treating that as breaking news, very shocking, the primary Epstein victim. What they're not reminding you of, she's been accusing men for years and won judgments from Prince Andrew. She has never accused Trump, not once. She accused Alan Dershowitz and then recanted, and she accused Prince Andrew. He paid her millions. She's never said Trump did anything to her. But the Democrat media is pretending that they've just discovered the link between her and Trump. But they haven't. It's been in the court documents since 2019. I've covered it exhaustively.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Red Meat. Don't forget to smash that subscribe button for your favorite tasty assortment of conservative audio. And follow your local Odyssey talk station to get shows from these hosts delivered daily wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, stay hungry.